And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. A big thank you once again to Karen Meehan for joining me in the studio last week. But now I'm delighted to say I'm joined in the studio with Aoife O'Brien. And Aoife is going to talk a little bit about impairment coaching and also imposter syndrome. So good morning to Aoife.
Thanks, Debbie. It's great to be here.
You're very welcome. So tell us a little bit about impairment coaching.
It's really about giving people their power back, so helping people to realise their full potential. And I suppose what I realised in working with clients is a lot of people suffer from imposter syndrome. They're really getting in their own way when they don't believe that they're capable of doing something, or they feel like they're going to get caught out as a fraud and that they don't deserve the success that they've had.
So this is a person thinking that they're not good enough really to
exactly.
be where they are, what they're doing.
Yeah.
So life coaching, impairment coaching, is there a difference?
Really, impairment coaching is the brand that I've kind of given it. It is a form of life coaching itself, and it's really about helping people. I mostly work with people from a career perspective, and that's just the clients that kind of tend to gravitate towards me. Mm. But it is a form of life coaching. It's about helping people to have a more fulfilling life, really.
Okay, so if listeners are listening in today and they're kind of at a crossroads with their career, I suppose my own even daughter has finished college and is a little bit kind of, where do I go from here? I've got a qualification, but I just don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Is that who you help people to kind of decide what road to take?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, there's lots and lots of different things to help with. And it's when you're feeling that sense of you're stuck and you don't really know which direction to take. So I know I've certainly been that many, many times in my career.
Yeah.
So it helps really to talk things through, and especially it's not, if you talk things through with say a family or a friend, they have their own biases, they have their own opinions about what you should do. If you talk it through with a life coach or a career coach, then they're going to ask objective questions without any sort of judgment or anything like that.
Great. So if somebody is in a rut, that's someone who's looking to go somewhere and get the direction where to go. But if you've somebody else on the other end who's been in a kind of a long term job for over 10, 15 years and they're in a bit of a rut, can you help them as well?
If they
feel they can't, they're so used to doing this one job but would love to do something else but think they can't.
Well, this is it. So many people feel like they're stuck in their current circumstances, and I know so many of my friends as well say, you know, they've been in the job 3 or 4 years, they hate it, but they're not actually taking action to do anything about it. And it's really about understanding, well, what is it that you want to do? And it doesn't have to be a big leap. What are the small steps that you can take to start making that happen? So if it's something completely different from what you're doing now, potentially you need to do some new training. Okay, so what's the first step towards getting that training? And it's really understanding that you don't have to stay stuck in that situation. Mm. You know, there's always options. There's always choices. And I suppose my mission is to help people to fulfill that potential. If they feel like they have something more to give and they're kind of getting stuck in the environment that they're in the current job situation, then it's about helping them kind of get back into, okay, what is it that I really, really want to do?
Mm. And imposter syndrome. Tell us a little bit about this.
So it's that feeling that you get that you're going to get caught out and that you're a fraud and everyone else knows more than you do and you don't deserve to be here and you just got here because you got lucky.
Yeah. Mm. And how would you kind of say to a person, well, no, you do deserve to be here. You know, you have worked, even though they think they haven't earned the right to do what they're doing. How do you kind of get them to say, you know, I should be proud of what I'm doing and I am good enough?
It's really, I mean, it comes from internally, mm. really. And the thing is that a lot of people suffer from this and we often are ashamed of it and we suffer in silence. You don't want to say to someone, I have imposter syndrome, because then you think that they will think you're an imposter and you don't deserve what you've got. It's how our brain works. And really, it comes back down. I talk about the ABC. So A is for awareness or acknowledgement of, this is just a voice in my head. This is just a message that I'm telling myself. And it's not even me. You can give it a name. You can say, oh, thanks, you know, thanks, Aoife, the imposter, for telling me that that I'm not good enough and I don't deserve to be here. Thanks for trying to protect me, to keep me safe. But actually, I choose to believe that I do deserve to be here. And that brings me to the second point, B, which is believe. So really believing fundamentally that you do deserve to be where you are and that you you know, it could help to write down the successes that you've had. It could help to write down affirmations and to read them out. It could help to ask someone else for their feedback on, like, how are you doing in the job? And then C is call to action. So going back to what we spoke about earlier, it's taking those small steps towards getting what it is that you want,
yeah,
and just taking those actions. Because oftentimes when we have imposter syndrome, we don't speak up and we get in our own way. We don't put ourselves forward for promotion, or we get promoted, but we feel kind of very isolated in that situation. Or we just stop, you know, we procrastinate on the kind of things that we want to do because we think that we don't deserve it.
And they say 3 out of 5 people are in the job that they don't want to be in. They're doing, I suppose, work to live instead of living to work, you know, that way. And they're not happy.
Yeah.
So everyone should really, I know it's not going to be happy every day, but you should be enjoying the work you do.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's, again, like, that's what I want to help people with, is mm-hmm. finding something that really, really fulfills them. And, like, it's, I suppose things have changed a lot in recent years, in that it used to be you have a job for life and you kind of just get on with it, and mm-hmm. you weren't thinking of looking for fulfillment and you weren't thinking of looking for happiness in work. But things have changed now, and people have lots and lots of choices, especially now with, you know, the high level of employment that we have. People have options out there. And I really, really want to help people. I have a podcast as well called Happier at Work, and that kind of talks about how we can help ourselves to be happier at work as well.
All right. Okay. So how do people listen to the podcast?
It's on anywhere you listen to podcasts, really. So Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, any of those.
Just under Aoife, is it?
It's under Happier at Work. They'll find
Happier
it under
at Work.
Happier
All right.
Work,
okay.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah. And what type of people are coming to you? What age group, or is it all age groups?
It's mostly actually people who are kind of mid-career. So they might be 35 to 45. And oftentimes, it's funny because, you know, one of my clients recently, he was saying, oh, but I've always wanted to be a librarian, but I think it's too late for me now. I have all this background in marketing and it's too late and I want to stick with what I know. And I thought, okay, so you have maybe, you know, 30 years left of a career. And he was like, oh, when you think of it like that, he's kind of only halfway through. So there is that option for a complete change, you know?
Yeah. Mm. It's just taking that first step, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
I suppose baby steps.
Yeah.
You know, the first, I suppose, big step is to go and talk to somebody like yourself to get the advice. And so what would one expect coming to you for the first time?
Well, I would have a conversation with someone for half an hour. So that's free of charge. And we would have a discussion and see if we would work well together. Because I wouldn't necessarily work well with everyone. Maybe they need to speak to someone else. So half an hour of a call, and then decide what kind of package that they would go on. And I find if you go for coaching as a one-off, it doesn't really work, because there's no kind of accountability there. There's no follow-up. So the packages tend to be kind of 3 months, 6 months, or a year. And we work together over that time. I provide full accountability, and I can be challenging at times, holding people accountable, because at the end of the day, I'm not the one who needs to take the action to make the change. It's the individuals themselves.
And have you had success?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And you must feel a sense of pride when you see someone has come from when they come into first to where they are at the end
exactly.
of the sessions.
That's it. And I just love to see that, the transformation for people, and when they make these realizations or they have these aha moments about what's been blocking them, what's been getting in their way, or the potential opportunities that are open to them now that they've kind of overcome some of their limiting beliefs.
Yeah. And you're saying where you say what's been blocking them, what's in the way, do you actually advise the person, or do they kind of come out, do you eventually get out exactly what is blocking their ways?
I ask questions. So I don't provide any advice at all. I would ask questions as we go throughout the process. And there might be things that occur to me that the person is blind to, that they're not actually seeing that something's getting, you know, and I'll just question and dig and dig. And the person themselves comes up with any solutions, but you can see it on their face. And when they realize, like, oh, why haven't I been doing that? Oh, this is the, you know, and they'll come up with why they haven't actually, how they're getting in their own way.
So apart from the workplace, do you help people as well who just want to change in their life?
Absolutely, yeah. So I do some life coaching as well. And that could be, you know, it could be to do with relationships. It could be family things. It could be just people want more fulfillment in their life. They want a little bit more balance and those kind of things.
Exactly, yes, excuse me. And So that's what I'm saying. I spoke to someone like yourself a couple of years ago, and they were saying like a lot of people live their life just to from day to day work and doing the same job, doing the same thing, and you look one day and like 20 years has gone by.
Yeah.
And I didn't really get that fulfillment out of the 20 years. I could have got more fulfillment, but didn't know how to go about it.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, the key thing is that when you have that realisation that there's no blame, that you're not looking back at those 20 years and going, oh, what a waste. You're thinking, like, I always love this phrase of the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
Yeah. So
thinking about just doing it now. So don't, you know, stop blaming. Just look forward, look to the future, set some goals for yourself and look forward and make it happen. Start taking actions towards any change that you want to make.
And is it a certain age too late, or is it never too late?
I think it's absolutely never too late. Never, never too late. You know, you could be in your 80s and have this realisation and think, oh, okay, I need to make a change. You could be in your 90s. You could be heading towards 100 or over 100. I think it's never, never too late.
No, never too late.
To get that sense of fulfillment.
Now, we could talk for... Oh. but as time is running out, I know today it's just quite quick, but we're going to have you in again and we'll go into more depth about it. Will you give out your web address or
Absolutely.
Your contact details if anyone's listening, they want to get in touch with you?
If anyone wants to get in touch, they can go to my website, which is empowermentcoaching.ie. Okay. And all of my details are there. I'm across social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. Find me in all of those places.
You're on everything. Do you have a phone number?
I do. Phone number is on the website.
Just in case. Oh, it's on the website. If someone isn't on the website, if they're an older person, they just want to
absolutely.
To give you a ring.
It's 087
225
2670.
2670. Because they might not be on social media. Listen, thanks again, Aoife, for joining us here today on Lifeline. It was very informative and we'll talk to you really soon.
It was a pleasure to be here. Thanks.
Okay.